Blog Talk Radio.
Give him the glory
for what he has done and how he has done things. So tonight, we bless the Lord and we just give him the glory as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministry strongly believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Beloved, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technology at our disposal to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth, and we must do so. So I want to encourage you tonight to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays and be blessed by the Word of God as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. For more information on the House of Christ Ministries, you could write to us at the House of Christ Ministries in P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And if you're living in the New York area, we invite you to fellowship with us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc. at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. Let us give God the glory, the Alpha and the Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Your holy name, O God. We bless your holy name. Bless the Lord. Let us take a look at Psalm 33 tonight. As we rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of thanksgiving. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He laid up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually in my mouth. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. We bless the word of the Lord tonight, and we just want to thank the Lord. Amazing grace. the Lord. We bless the Lord.
Something that they taught me when I was a little boy. It just simply said, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless or they white?
When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for that mansion bride? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? So lay aside those garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain that's flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Help me say,
Are you washed?
Yes.
In the blood.
Praying in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 14, verse 14, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. What a wonderful statement. What God will do in answer to prayer in his name. Beloved, faith in Jesus Christ is the basis of all working and all praying. All wonderful works depend on wonderful praying, and all praying is done in the name of Jesus Christ. The amazing simple lesson is to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All other conditions are of little value. If Jesus Christ dwells in your heart, if the flow of his life has replaced all of your life, then absolute obedience to him is the inspiration and force of every movement in your life. Lord, we thank you that we may ask for anything in your name, and you will do it. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall behold him. I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4 says, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Blessed be the name of the Lord for his word. For the believers, sorrow shall cease, and tears shall be wiped away. Now is the world of weeping, but there shall be a new heaven and a new earth. And therefore there will be nothing to weep over, beloved. And if we look at the second verse and note how it speaks of the bride and her marriage, the Lamb's wedding is a time for boundless pleasure, and tears would be out of place. The third verse says that God himself will dwell among men, and surely at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore, and tears can no longer flow. O eyes that are red with weeping, cease your flow, for in a little while you shall know no more tears. None can wipe tears away like the God of love, but he's coming to do it, beloved. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. And we want to stand for the Lord tonight as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world.
Oh, my brother, you're my sister.
In the New Testament, the Greek word for glory is doxa, as in the title of the classic hymn Doxology, literally a word of glory. In the Gospels, God's glory was seen by shepherds at Jesus' birth and by the disciples throughout his ministry. Jesus Christ's death and resurrection displayed the glory of God. The second coming of Jesus Christ will powerfully reveal God's glory. The epistles teach that the glory of Christ and the glory of God are one and the same. The implications for followers of Jesus Christ are astounding. Paul told the Corinthians, God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, he has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Thus, in the original creation, God's glory was manifested by the creation of light. Now, in the new creation, sinners made into saints, God's glory has been experienced in human hearts, formerly dark places, in the face of Jesus Christ. Throughout the ages, Christians have believed that God does all things for his glory. The logic is simple this. Because God is the greatest, best, and most beautiful being, then the most wonderful thing he can do is display himself. This in turn means that human beings who have truly experienced his glory can't help but respond positively. To glorify God is to attach weight or worthiness to him and then to respond with all one's might. One of the greatest documents of English-speaking Christians, the Westminster Confession, famously states, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Paul the Apostle wrote, whether you eat or drink or whether you do, do everything for God's glory, beloved. Let me say that again. Paul the Apostle wrote, whether you eat or drink or whether you do, do everything for God's glory. Whatever you do, do everything for God's glory. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Lord of glory, you have shown your greatness in all your creation. You have revealed your goodness through Jesus Christ, your Son. Your beauty is seen in all that you are and do. Teach us, your servants, to glorify you through all our days unto eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We shall behold him one more time.
There. And will not be afraid.
Bless the Lord. Behold the Lord, God of my salvation. Jesus Christ, give us direction concerning righteousness and its importance. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 states, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Jesus Christ was telling us that if we sought to have a right standing with God, that we would have all our needs met, beloved. Although Jesus Christ taught us to seek righteousness first, many people today seek to get their needs met first and then say, I will seek God's righteousness after. Tonight I just want to encourage you that Jesus Christ knew that doing it in that order would cause us to always seek something that we could never truly fulfill. Because the more we get, the more we seem to need to get more. Our needs will always seem to be one step away. Beloved, if we seek righteousness first, God will supply all our needs. God never forsakes the righteous. Psalm 37 verse 25 says, I have been young and now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. God will always meet the needs of his people, beloved. For he is the best father anyone could ever have. And I'm sure glad he's my father. I'm sure glad he's our father. The Bible tells us, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Once again, I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmwood, New York. I pray that tonight's program was a blessing to you. I pray that it will stir you up, and I encourage you to join us once again on Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God.